This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, Irirangi Tamotu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information.
Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Generation Fusion. I'm your host Andrew, joined with my co-mum host Mum.
Hi everybody.
And we're back.
We are back.
It may seem like just last week for all of you, but well, it's not for me.
No. Although we have done some more recent recordings in amongst our longer recordings.
You may have noticed that my beard has gotten longer. To all the listeners out there.
Yeah, because they watch you all the time.
And my voice has gotten deeper.
It's great. Stephen's on. Stephen is on
holiday.
He is. Andrew, who's my co-host, not Stephen. Andrew is my co-host, is on.
Mid-semester break.
I want to call it sabbatical, but it's not a sabbatical. He is on mid-semester break.
Well, technically, it's meant to be a study break. So yes. I technically would be on sabbatical.
Yes. Luckily for us, it conveniently fell on the same time that we were doing nationals. So
and convenient for me, I picked an arts degree, so I don't have any exams to study for.
Yeah, well, you still have assignments, though. So we didn't come into the studio last Friday to record because we weren't in Palmerston North.
We were in Wellington. And I had done a very lovely solo by this point.
Yes, so we went down to Wellington Thursday after Easter, just to give some time referencing here.
Thursday morning,
left nice and early at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Got to bed at 11 in the evening.
Yes, because Andrew was doing a duet.
In the morning.
And then a solo in the afternoon. Yes. For nationals, for brass band nationals.
Because, you know, it's not like they would want to get, you know, to put the things as close together so that, you know, they would get out as soon as possible so it wouldn't be as crowded and stuff. But yeah, why would they do that?
Exactly.
Why would they make life easy? Why would they make sense?
We had a group from Palmerston.
Why would they not give us coffee? You're the one angry about that.
He's derailing me. He's gonna have me.
I've got a test that you're still radio ready after all these weeks.
He's gonna have me, and he's gonna go solo.
Yep.
But part of our band were doing an ensemble item. They did that on the Wednesday.
Yep.
As well as some of our friends from Fielding who we play with Fielding Brass Band. There was an ensemble group there. So competitions had started on Wednesday, but we weren't needed in Wellington until Thursday. Andrew did very well for his first nationals. It was long and tiring.
And I wanted to go home.
It did get a little stressful. It was a... not the most relaxing environment. There was nowhere we could get food and drink from, which was...
apart from a vending machine.
A vending machine. And I just wanted water, and that was the one thing I couldn't get out of the vending machine. And there was no point. I said to Andrew, oh, we could go leave at like... So you had your duet at 9:15 in the morning. So he was all done then until 12:30 when he was needed back to wait for his next one. And I thought, oh, well, we could go off and get some lunch. But I looked at the car park and I thought, if we leave, we won't get a car park.
No.
So we then had to walk down a very, very steep hill where we got some food. And by the time we got the food, we weren't hungry anymore.
Yeah. I was still very thirsty.
You were still very thirsty. You did a really good job. It was a long afternoon. Your section started at 12:30.
And I didn't play until 3:30 because I was number 29.
Yes, 29, excepting you were actually 29 of 30 because you didn't realise, but there was one other.
Nobody realised.
And I got caught. But that's all right. So, yeah, you had a long wait, but you did very well. Very proud of you.
Yes.
So you got ninth.
I placed ninth out of 30.
Out of 30. And that was out of under – it was the junior. Junior slow.
Slow Melody.
Yes. Slow Melody. So these were musicians from all over New Zealand who came along to showcase their skills. You played Opus number 20.
One.
21, was it? Which, for those of you who aren't aware, it was from Swan Lake.
I have a feeling there are quite a few Opus 21s by many different artists. I think you have to say it's Swan Lake.
Swan Lake. It was the Dying Swan section. You did a remarkably good job of dying as a swan.
Could have happened faster. Swan could have died sooner.
But you did very well. Very proud of you.
I was the only tuba.
You were the only tuba, and we waited for the results, which was great. And then we had to rush off. We had 10 minutes to get to rehearsal.
Yeah.
On the other side of Wellington in rush hour traffic.
Yeah.
We did very well, though. We were only 20 minutes late.
Yeah.
I think. Big, long traffic jam at Basin Reserve on Adelaide Road there.
It always is, though.
Yeah. So then we went – so Andrew did his duet and his solos, and then, bang, we were into rehearsals for band competition. We were performing the next day at the Opera House, number 10 of 10, our set test piece and our sacred item.
Yes. Which I'd say was very sacred, at least compared to every other hymn. But
yes, so our music director chose for us to play a beautiful hymn written by one of our players.
Say the name of the hymn.
Papioea.
Papioea.
No, I could never say it.
It means it's the name of Palmerston North.
It is the name Palmerston North, that's right. A beautiful hymn, which I think we played extremely well.
Yes.
Hear
those euphoniums?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And
the judge heard those euphoniums.
The judge heard the euphoniums. And we also did our test piece on the Friday. So after our rehearsal Thursday, which went from 4 till 7, we had to be at the Opera House at 10, wasn't it, on?
Yep.
The interesting thing about the Opera House is there was nowhere for us to go and practice, warm up. And for those
– well, you see, the thing is there is rehearsal spaces under and behind the stage and stuff. They're just not soundproof.
Yes, and that's kind of tricky when you've got a brass band. All brass bands need to warm up to play their best because we don't tend to go on cold. It affects our tuning a little bit.
Now, Mum, what if I was telling you I was building an opera house, right, for performances from opera to orchestras, everything, and I was like, you know, we're going to have big tubas, big double basses and everything. Where should we put the backstage space for the musicians?
I think we should put it down under the down as low as we can.
Down
we
have a bunch of flights of stairs.
We have to go down lots of stairs.
Yeah.
Yes. So
that's the logical choice.
Yeah. So Andrew had to carry his tuba in its case down the stairs.
And they couldn't have made the stairs wider either, could they?
No, they were very narrow. They were uneven sized.
They were uneven spaced apart.
So it was hard enough for me with my cornet, but Andrew did a great job with his tuba. We did do a little warm-up in the alleyway out the back.
Yep.
Luckily for us, the weather held and it didn't rain.
I got a mute, but it's hard to pitch with a mute.
Yes. So for us, this was the first time Palmerston North Brass Band had gone to nationals in 9 years. In 2021, I'm just remembering some of the history here, there were less than 10 members in the band.
Wasn't it like 8?
Yeah, it was around
6 or 7.
Yeah.
I have a feeling you all know what we just did.
What we just did for that. And so it was quite a significant achievement for the band to be there. We had tried to go to the nationals in Auckland 2 years ago.
In 2024.
But that just unravelled and wasn't a possibility in the end. So it was quite a big achievement.
Luckily
for us
it unravelled before we made plans to go.
Yes, it was unravelled. It basically fell apart
January,
first rehearsal back, and all these people said they couldn't go. So it was better for it to have happened then than.
Yeah.
But it did make it a little stressful lead up because I think everyone was kind of waiting for people to say they couldn't go. But no, everybody was locked in.
I am 50-50. Happy it was in Wellington, annoyed it was in Wellington. Because, you know, nationals, contest, you know, for me it's I get to go somewhere else with the band, somewhere I don't live.
Yeah.
Somewhere where I spend time with the band in a motel or something. And then we go to Wellington and I have an apartment and I have my own bed there. And it's like, well, it's nice to have my own bed. But
you got to come along and hang out in the...
I used the bar.
The
rooftop bar.
The rooftop bar. So you did have some advantages there. But, yeah, so our test piece went... I thought we did extremely well.
Well, we did well.
I think we did really well.
We did well. We just didn't place well.
No, and I think that was tricky for us because we were 10th and I think we played the piece really... I think that was the best we'd played it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty impressed with us. And then, of course, being typical, we went off afterwards to the Michael Fowler Centre.
Yes, yep. Not the Founders Theatre.
I know, I've been calling it the Founders Theatre, but I've been practising it for today to say the Michael Fowler Centre for our team photos.
Team photos.
Band photos, which I think look rather good, actually. And then from there, straight into rehearsals. So me thinking that we would have a chance to go off and do a bit of shopping or a bit of sightseeing.
I was at least hoping I could go back to the hotel and get into some shorts or something.
Well, you were like, oh, I'm just going to go back and get changed out of our – because we were in our concert blacks. And they're not the most comfortable of clothes. And I was like, no. We won't have time to get back, especially as unbeknownst to us, we were only about a 5-minute drive from our hotel. But in traffic, it could take about 10, 15 minutes. And when your uncle hadn't turned up after 45 minutes, I was starting to get worried, especially when we heard that he was going around the Basin Reserve.
Yeah. But after a long, stressful day, and I was really thirsty and my shoulder really hurt. The least that could have happened is I could have gotten into a pair of shorts.
Yeah. But eventually your uncle turned up at 4:15 and we had rehearsals at 4:00. So we just had to go straight to the rehearsal. Luckily, though, the reason why your uncle got caught and ended up going around Basin Reserve was because there was a huge music festival on and all the streets were closed. So it was... everything was happening. But much to our surprise, we actually got to the rehearsal space quite quickly and we found a drinking fountain so you could have some water.
Luckily, Mum bought a Powerade earlier in the day.
And we got there before the truck with the percussion gear turned up. So,
and it was at that point my arm started to really hurt.
Yes.
Because, carrying a tuba one-handed up and down stairs.
Yes. Yeah.
It's basically holding a weight in front of you, straight in front of you, trying to keep it level without knocking it on anything.
Yes. So you're in a bit of pain there. And so we went into another 2-hour rehearsal, practicing just one piece of music.
It's more like an hour and a half.
Oh,
the second one wasn't as bad as the first rehearsal.
No, because it was just one song. And it wasn't straight after your... efforts with the solos.
I hated the chairs we had, though. They were too close to the ground for me. Keenan made a thing saying that I looked relaxed because my tuba was leaning backwards. No, that was because I couldn't sit forward properly because the chairs were too close to the ground. So to sit in a way that I could play the tuba, I had to lean backwards.
Yeah. So it was a great venue for rehearsing, apart from the chairs for Andrew. So,
what is it with the brass band in churches? Any brass band?
I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
No.
It's always a church.
Yeah.
Every other brass band rehearsed at a church as well.
No, I think it's because they've got, that was their worship space. So it's big enough to put a brass band in.
Yes.
And then we went out for dinner that night.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say that we didn't go out for dinner. It was just at the hotel. No, that was the day before.
Yeah,
we went.
yeah, Friday night we went out for dinner with the band, and that was quite nice. We went to an Indian restaurant.
Baba.
Yeah.
It used to be the Hannah's Shoe Factory.
Yes, according to information that we had.
Our flugelhorn friend that drives trains used to work there.
That's right.
In the 80s.
So we went for dinner there as the band. We left Stephen and his uncle behind at the hotel, but they were quite happy to go to the upstairs rooftop bar for pizzas.
As Stephen said, there were a lot of girls there.
Yes, he quite enjoyed. That was the extent of his socialising. He quite enjoyed eating pizza and then going back to his room.
Yes.
So, yeah, and then we had our last piece, our chosen piece on Saturday morning. Well, no, by the time we got on stage, we were on stage.
12:30.
But we forgot to mention when we were doing our sacred piece, our hymn and test, we were so locked on our conductor.
A homeless guy tried to jump
the adjudicator. We didn't see any of that, and I'm sure we should have got some of that.
Do you know what added another comedic value to it afterwards?
What?
I didn't realise until afterwards, like when we got back to Palmy, but our adjudicator was Glenn Williams, the principal euphonium of the Corey band.
Oh, yes.
And I was like, imagine that. He comes all the way from England to adjudicate New Zealand nationals and gets jumped by a homeless man in the Wellington Opera House.
I know. Oh. So we didn't know that drama was going on. And then Saturday, yes, we did our choice, our piece of music. Which, I thought we played quite well. Yeah, a piece of music that by a composer who...
Mum didn't... It's the piece... Now, people, can you just settle this for us? I mean, it is settled, but just how hilarious it is. A piece called The Final Frontier, with sections called The Big Questions and The Unknown. Would it perhaps be about space?
I wasn't, because on my music, I don't have all of the, it was in four pieces, wasn't it? One of mine doesn't have that written on it because it comes in one of my resting.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't realise it was broken up into four parts.
Final Frontier didn't give you anything about it, the way the music sounded.
Final Frontier, I thought of like a Western. You know, the Final Frontier, they talk about that as in Westerns.
Not for at least 100 years, Mum.
Yeah, well, hey, I'm not going to.
Not since you were a kid.
I'm not going to worry about that.
But I think one thing that put a bit of a feather in our cap is allegedly not confirmed because, I mean, Chrissy can embellish things at times, but apparently the composer of our test piece was in the audience and we were one of the bands that played it the way he wanted it played.
Yeah, and so we think, well, you know, that's the important thing. And in amongst all of this banding that we were doing were coming weather reports of...
Cyclone Vianu.
Yes, so people were starting to get a bit worried about getting home, stressing a little bit. Not so much Palmerston North bands because we were, well, only one band, and Palmerston North was okay, but the Auckland bands and the bands,
South Island bands
and that were all starting to hoping that they were going to get home, and that was starting to be the talk.
Because a lot of people were going to leave on Sunday.
Yes.
But that's when the cyclone was meant to be in.
It's worse, and a lot of things were changed till Monday.
Yeah.
I know one of our players, Alan, was going to come on the bus on Saturday.
Sunday,
but the bus had been put off for Auckland.
Yes.
So, yeah, but, you know.
And then nothing happened.
Well,
And then something happened for about 3 hours.
Yeah, but not so much for us. We were very lucky. There was some extensive flooding and stuff in the areas, and they were being extra cautious and all that, which I don't have a problem with. But not as bad as what they were predicting. But I was pleased to be home on Saturday. We came home after the results and all that, and it was nice to get home and have a bit of a rest.
Now, the results weren't what we were hoping for, but we had a great time, and that's the takeaway.
Yeah. I mean, for a band that hasn't been to competition like this in 9 years, I think we did remarkably well. We were the only
one of the lowest median ages of any brass band in New Zealand as well.
And the other thing too was that we were the only band of our division from Central Districts.
And one of only three bands from Central Districts at all. Central Districts is massive. It's like technically from Levin.
Yes.
All the way up to Taupo,
And
then across from like New Plymouth to Napier.
But no, Levin's not part of our Central Districts.
No, but Levin is in the Central District.
Yes, but they don't compete.
No, I know, but I'm just saying how big the Central District is.
Okay. Yeah. So I think we did really well. It was a good thing. We've certainly grown as a group. I've worked hard as a player, even though it was a really hard test piece and a really hard piece of music we chose.
I just sat back. I didn't practice at all. I had a great time.
Oh, rubbish.
No, I had to work hard.
Yeah. So
I was getting told off when I wasn't even there.
Yeah. I could say at one point I was going to rehearsals twice a week and you were only coming once, but you did have you were a bit further away.
I got to university.
Yeah, yeah. So, no, it was really good. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was hard work, but I think it all paid off. I'm not from brass banding background, so it's all a little bit different. We've talked about this with people from concert band and that, and they all think it's really interesting because concert bands have competitions.
Every other competition that isn't brass band is like first, second, third. That's it. You either come first, second, or third. If you don't come first, you come second or third.
Yes, but as in like gold, silver and bronze.
Yeah.
Everybody is in the top three.
Yeah.
Whereas brass bands
are... If you're last, you're last.
Yeah, everybody is, you know...
You know bronze or anything.
Yeah. So, and that's really, a lot of people find really interesting. And
I imagine for people that have done other competitions, it can be a bit disheartening.
Yes. Because it's a judgment of your playing on that day. And we couldn't warm up, but neither could any of the other bands. The band on the day that had the best advantage was the first band that went on because they could warm up. There was nobody else to worry about. And the other thing too is we were the last band twice, and they draw your placing out of the hat. So it's all luck of the draw, but it's hard to be the last band.
It's hard to be the first band as well.
Yes, and so the last band always gets, you know.
Which is why I got lucky being.
Yeah.
I did really well for being second to last.
Yes, you did extremely well for being second to last. So, I would go happily along and do another Nationals.
I would too.
Yeah. I know it got tough at the end and it was hard and it was all about that perseverance and resilience. And, yes, there were times where you were, like, good enough and you were told it was not good enough and you're like, oh. But actually there was room for improvement. In fact, everything we did, there was always room for improvement. But at the same time, once we had done it, we also got given some credit. So, you know, that was the thing. Pushing yourself that little extra, being brave, getting told off, making mistakes, owning the mistakes. And who would have thought 6 months of playing three songs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was another episode, like many of our episodes. We get 8 minutes in and I feel like, how are we going to get the rest of the episode? Now it's the end of the episode and Mum can just talk.
Oh, thank you.
That's why she's an adult.
You're an adult too now.
I'm a good generation.
Yeah, you're good, are you?
We sit there quietly.
You sit there all right.
And let you dig holes for yourself.
But, you know.
This has been a good episode, first episode back for us.
Yes.
And then last episode back because after this week, we won't record any episodes for a few weeks.
Well, we might be. It depends on if you come up on a Friday.
Maybe. Yeah. We'll see.
We will.
Anyway, if you enjoyed this episode, you can go to Facebook, and you guys know what to do. You've heard 200 episodes already of this. No, you can go to Facebook.com and search up Duration Fusion. You can also go to Instagram, search up Duration Fusion. If you would like to listen to previous episodes, you can go to Spotify and search up Duration Fusion. Or you can go to npr.nz/show/fusion, fusion with a capital F, you can do, and listen to our previous episodes. Also, if you'd like to help us continue to make content and continue to make better content, you can go to givealittle.co.nz/org/NPR and donate as little or as much as you feel like. It doesn't directly go to us. It goes to the radio station because it's a community-run, community-funded. So, you know, we don't get paid. We just do this for the fun of it. You got this co-host here, Mum. You got to.
Oh no, I'm letting you go for it because you do such a great job.
Yeah. We'll see you all next week.
Bye.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the AccessMedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.